Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of the cold weather. It's been frigid outside.
It has. I think we had a stretch of record-breaking days, the most consecutive days under 20 degrees in a long time.
The last thing I want is another ice-cold cocktail in my hand. What can you do on a day that's freezing outside?
Enter the hot toddy.
The hot toddy. That's an oldie but a goodie. That sounds great. How did you make yours?
So hot toddy is one of those recipes that really adapts to whatever you have around. So you can use any spirit that you like, although a whiskey or an aged spirit is traditional. And then you can use hot water or hot tea, some sort of sweetener, and some sort of citrus juice. So to make this one, I added 1.5 ounces of the Long Road Distillery wheat whiskey.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
Right. And 1/2 ounce of a Michigan maple syrup. 1/2 ounce of lemon juice. And then when I was testing this, I was tasting it, and the wheat whiskey, while I love it, is very lean. It doesn't have that sweetness that a bourbon has. It's a much kind of drier flavor. So I felt like the drink needed some extra flavor and some extra sweetness. So rather than using hot water, I used a Michigan apple cider.
It's warm. So we're not mixing this up in ice or anything like that.
Right. It just this is one of the easiest drinks to make. This is what we call building a drink. That's where you just put the ingredients in your glass, and then you're ready to go and drink it. So I used a nice snifter so that I can hold it in both hands and get them really toasty warm. You can also use just one of your favorite mugs.
Do you heat up the whole cocktail after you make it, or how do you get it warm?
I just heat up the apple cider, and I just did it really quick in the microwave. And obviously, this is a sort of drink that you could make in a batch for a crowd if you had a bunch of friends coming over and just heat up your apple cider on the stove. I just did it in the microwave and then added the rest of the ingredients at room temperature.
Well, what are you calling this since it's got so much Michigan in it?
It's just a Michigan toddy.
Oh, that's perfect.
Cheers.